Good afternoon, Mem Beis, on the base in terms of Chazara now. As I said, we've got quite a bit to catch up. It's five lines down, I believe that's what we got to in the last Chazara share, probably a good couple of months ago at least, where it says Aledei Meshicha. So Omar Rafuna. So Rafuna said, yeah, you got that five lines down, then base on the base. Omar Rafuna. So Rafuna said, Hoyo Meidu Gubo, if the person was literally measuring, in other words, he was walking, he got to the end of his 2,000 amos, and the 2,000 amos ran out in the middle of a chotzer. He's only got that half of the chotzer. That's where he can go. So the Gemara says, well, obviously, Peshitta, that's obvious. We all know the halacha. Wherever your 2,000 amos ends, even in the middle of a city, in the middle of a chotzer, that's where you go up to. What's the chiddush? Answers the Gemara. Rather, it should say Yesh lo chati chote. He does have the chati chote. The chiddush is he does have that half where he's able to actually get into. So the Gemara says, well, Hainanim Shis, that's also obvious. Why should it stop before 2,000 amos? Obviously, he can go as far as he can. The Gemara says, no. Ma'u de Tami, you may have thought Lechosh Vishvi Choshei Shdil Ma'osi de Tantuli Bukula. Just posh b'shat, that sounds like he may come to carry in the whole thing, Kamash Malon, then we don't say that. Right? We let him go in that half. We don't say that if you're allowed to go in that half, then you're going to come to carry, go into the other half of the Chotzer. We'll explain better to Hashem in a second what the Chashash would have been. Kamash Malon, we don't say that. Now, the way Rashi learns that we're not really talking about the Tartule, we're talking about really the Tayule, right? That's actually, says to Rashi, that's to go to Rashi, he thinks, had that. You may have said, if you're allowed to walk in this Chatzi Chotzer, you may come to walk in the other Chatzi Chotzer, Chamash Malon, we don't say that. So the Tosfos Shas, he's not there, what pushed Rashi to say that? Because he says, look, he says, to say we're talking about Tiltil, you can't say that. Why? Because, Taka, why would you allow him to be Metaltel in this Chatzi Chotzer? It's Nifrat B'Miloi onto the other half. And therefore it should taka be also. That's why Rashi says we can't be talking about tiltos. The problem is, but we've already learned the Gabi the Bikov. We already learned the Gabi the Bikov on the previous offer that we're not gozed. The Gabi Tchumin, if we allow you to walk in one part, you'll come to walk in the other part. Right?
Yeah.
We already know that. So he answers that Rav Huna needs to tell us the chiddush of the chotzer to teach us that even though in a chotzer there's more of a reason to be going down a chotzer than a bikkur, we don't make such a gezeirah. Right?
So can you repeat that?
That the chiddush is that even though we've already talked about a bikkur, that we're not going there. The Gabi Chotzer, there's more reasons to be going there, Kamash Malon, we don't make a gazelle. The only problem is, there's Pshat and Rashi, what do you do with the Lashon Letartule? It does say Letartule.
Why is there more of a reason to be?
There's various reasons, because there's lots of Kalim there, we're going to see that anyway. There's more reason that a person may come to go into the other part. It's a place where people are walking around the whole time, and there's lots of Kalim. But the problem is, the Lashon Letartule is still difficult. So that's why the Tosfos Rosh says that Rashi had the Girsa Letayule. That's one possibility. The other possibility is Tosfos says that, and this will explain why there's more of a chashash, is because there are even though we are talking about halicha, as we said, but there's more of a reason to be going there because in a chotzer you've got lots of kelim there, which people are moving around. L'chayra, the pshat means to say, that mitzvah tichum, we don't find such a chashash. We don't say a person can't go up to his 2,000 amos because he may go after the 2,000 amos. We never say such a thing. However, mitzvah the kelim, when he sees everyone walking around with the kelim and the chotzer, it's a Rosh Hashayach, there's much more of a chashash that he's going to also get carried away, excuse the pun, but he'll also end up going into the other part. Something along those lines. That is the Mahalich B'fi Rashi. The Tosfos Shas, however, he explains that the whole thing is to do with tiltul, it's nothing to do with walking. It's to do with tiltul, like we got metaltule. We've got the problem then, so why do we allow you to be metaltel in part number one of the chotzer? Why don't we have the problem of nifrat b'miluah onto the other half? So he says, the answer is, came under the gabi acharin, since klape other people, choshev mechitza, bechotze, the mechitzas in the chotze work to allow you to carry in the chotze, lo choshev nifrat lemakom asur, therefore you can't say it's nifrat b'milua onto a place which is asur. What do you mean? The other part, everyone's carrying there. So he says that the pshat, lechairo, he means to say, is along the same lines as Rashi. The Rashi writes as our Lashon. Rashi says that it's not similar to the case of Shabbos Bebeka. The Hotam goes over there, ikol lemnisa letaltura. You know why in the Bekah there's we offer the carrying, even within the Alpayim, pointed up on it, that is, right, part one, the chedek number one, is because of this reason, nifritz of emilua. He says, dahi vadai nifritz of the mokum ha'osurlo. Why is that mokum ha'osurlo? Shari mechitze talolu loho yukam v'goyadim. Because in the case of the Bekah, the mechitzes which created the Rosh Hashanah, they weren't there when Shabbos came in. But he saw asura lechol odom, and it was forbidden for anyone to carry there. Ukhashehukvah b'Shabbos. And when on Shabbos the mechitzes were built, the ha'ilu lozeh shebesuch and alpayin, the ha'ilu lozeh shebesuch and it helped to the people inside it, alpayin ha'ilu loy, only for the 2,000 amas to help, and not for outside, the lechutz alpayin, which is outside is tuchum. Right, because the chutz la'alpayim never had the heter, eitzel shum odom, therefore it becomes a mokum ha'osur, and it utters even in part number one as far as Rabbanu is concerned. He says, avol chotzer, here's the key part. When it comes to chotzer, ein loymar bo chiluk pirtz on a mokum ha'osur. You can't see this sort of nifritz on a mokum ha'osur, but why? The homi be'oid yom, because before Shabbos, chadlohi was already one big Rosh Hashayotit. Unihi the osri lahai l'taltulei chutz la'alpayim alidei zeriko. Yes, true, you're not going to allow this guy to throw articles outside of his tuchum. Mishum shemi yimoshe chizun b'gezeira, he may come to go after it. Avol b'sev meidas tuchum v'mutiv et altudik yorche. So we explain the pshat seems to be like this. In the case of a chotzer, so it's got mechitzas from the beginning of Shabbos. So mitzat hilchis tiltul, forget tuchumin for a second. Mitzat Hilchot is tiltul. There never was an Isser tiltul in this chotzer. Right? Even, right, Bechah. So therefore we say, even klape this person, taka that he's not allowed to throw from part A into part B because of the gezeira, he may come to go after it because of Hilchot's tuchumin, you can't say it becomes a mokum or osur lo mitzav Hilchot's tiltul. That goes back into the previous sugya, the way we explained it, it becomes a tiltul dekhalot, you can't say that here. It remains a tuchum in Zekadin. And since it remains a tuchum in Zekadin, we don't find the gezeira of mokum or osur lo, nifritz on a mokum or osur lo by tuchum. It's a din in tiltul, and it's our tiltul tiltul, it remains a mokum or amutzav. In the case of the bikkur, no. When Shabbos came in, no one could carry it. It's one big karmelis. No one's allowed to carry that. So therefore, even when the goyim come and put the mechitzas around, so we say that the mechitzas don't create a heter of tiltul klape this person. And therefore that area B remains for him, albeit because of the gezeira of tuchumid, he may come to, you know, Shem and Yimoshech, it doesn't matter why. It remains a mokum ha'osurah. And therefore we say the divorce of nifritz a mokum ha'osurah. That's the way we explained in terms of the Tosfos Shas. Fine, moving on. The Omar Rav Nachman. So then Rav Nachman says, Moida li hun. Huna, he agrees to you. Not knowledge, Rav Huna agrees to me. Remember, Rav Nachman is the one who's Mekel, Rav Huna is the one who's Machmir. Even Rav Huna would agree to me, if a Moidik Ubod, if a person was going along, because of his daughter, Al Tafas Tikra. So I'm just going to be Rashi for the time being. That he comes into, let's say, I don't know, a Chotzer, and there's a house in front of him. Right? There's a house in front of him, and the front wall of the house has gone. But the roof, the ceiling, is still there. So his 2,000 amos run out at the edge of the ceiling. If you were to drop a plumb line, bang on, that's where it would end. Mutar l'talta b'chalavayis, then he's allowed to carry the whole house. He can throw objects from the end of the tchum into the house. We're not going there. My time, and what's the reason? Even Rav Huna would agree with this. Hol v'tikras habayis choletas. Because the roof of the house is a bit like, it's not a literal halacha of a... Even though we do find there's a lot of pizza creator of association, but it's off the hacker, you've got the hacker there. Fine. That's the way it seems to come out according to Rashi. However, if you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbi Yochanan is on the face of it is a peres, understand? So I'm just going to explain straight away the way I think we ended up explaining. Rabbi Yochanan talks about, he says, his lashon is, kevan shen, this is the key word, kevan shen nichnas min abayis hamukure miksoso v'serich midoso. Now when you read that first, what it sounds like is, he's saying, that my 2,000 amas end inside the house. Right? And since the whole house, you know, it's got a roof on it, so since part of the house which has got a roof is within the 2,000 amas, therefore we're allowed to carry in the whole house, even beyond the 2,000 amas. And then he goes on to say the same thing in the Gabia city. If you've got your 2,000 amas at the end of the city, then you can even be metaltel beyond the end of the city, there's a bit beyond it. It's a pedal, you know, what's going on over here? So, I think, I don't know if some of this I may have added afterwards, I don't know, because this was a really, really difficult Rabbi Yochanan. What I'm going to suggest, you've got to know, you're going to learn a bit of reading today. It's just a question of where to put the comma. Right, we're going to sort of split the infinitive there. And we'll be able to do it, but otherwise it's just, it's a peret on the Rabbi Yochanan. So we suggested, the way to read it is like this. Kevan shen nichnas min abayis.
What are we reading?
I'm just picking out the part which is Megeh. So, Kevan shen nichnas min abayis hamukure miktosoi, v'serich midosoi. Right? It's not min abayis hamukure miktosoi. It's rather Kevan shen nichnas min abayis hamukure miktosoi, v'serich midosoi. What that means to say is, this house only has part of it has got a roof, and part of it doesn't have a roof. And basically, the first part of the house, if you're walking into it, that part's got a roof, and then the second part is without a roof. And basically, it comes out more or less the same as Rashi now. He's able to, 2,000 amas end at the part where the roof ends. So once again, you've got a hekel. So therefore, we say, even though that's where your 2,000 amas end, you're allowed to throw even into the end part of the house, because it's still within the, it's all one big house, and therefore we allow you to throw into other parts of the house, because the roof will act as a reminder. And therefore he says the same thing. If your tuchum ends at the end of a city, and then there's a little bit of a, like a suburb, something beyond it, a buffer beyond it, so once again, since it's like schlepped into as being part of the city, but there's a mechitza there, which acts as a reminder, don't go beyond this point, therefore will allow you to throw from the end of your tukhun into that extra bit. That's what we suggested. If anyone's got a better pshat, but that's what we suggested in terms of how to read the Rabbi Yochanan. In which case it comes out, it's much the same as Rashi, just slightly different layout, but it's the same yesod. Same yesod. Omar Rabbuna Bereid Rav Nosson. Then the Gemara goes on. Rabbuna Bereid Rav Nosson said, Ketanoi. It's a machlokes tanoi, or this machlokes that Rav Nachman and Rav Huna were having is a machlokes tanoi. Are we going there that if you allow somebody to throw the object beyond the end of the tchum, he may come to be drawn after it? It's a machlokes tanoi because we've learned in our Mishnah. Holichu le'ir acheres, that if the goyim took him to a different city, ve'nosnuhu. And they put him b'diro b'sar into one of these animal pens, right? So ordinarily you've only got four amas, even though it's bo'enis. But now they put him into something with mechitzas, maybe the whole thing is considered like a dalet amas. That's exactly what Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, omim, they say, mahavei cheskuli, can walk the whole thing. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, omim, they say, ein loy edo arba amas. You've only got dalet amas. Now, my love, don't you think? The way we're going to go is just with Rashi for the time being, even though it's very difficult to understand. This is what Rashi says. My love, don't you think? Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Omri that they said, Mahaliches Kula, that you're allowed to walk the whole Deir Besahar, the whole animal pen. The Lord Gozri Hiluch Deir Besahar, Otu Hiluch Bebeko. They don't make a gezeira that if we allow you to walk the whole animal pen, you would do the same, or you will do the same, if the same thing happens if you're inside a bikkur. Now obviously in the bikkur, if you're dumped in the bikkur, you've only got dala damas. You may come to walk the whole bikkur. No, they're not going there. So therefore, mid hiluch, otu hiluch, le gozri, Once we see they don't make a gezeira hiluch or to hiluch, we're allowed to walk here the whole thing, you'll come to walk in the becha the whole thing. Tiltel or to hiluch le golzi. So it stands to reason that they also wouldn't make a gezeira if we allow you to throw the object into part two, right, the section number two, they'll come to also walk into section number two, like Rav Nachman. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, the Omen that they said, Eino Eda Arba Amis. No, even in the Diran Tzahar, we only allow you to have Dalad Amis. What's the reason? Why? Got Mechitzah there. The reason must be, we think, the Gozri, because they were going there, Hiluch Dir Vesahar, or to Hiluch to Bikon. They say that if we allow you to go the whole extent of the animal pen, you may come to do the same in the Bikon. So they are going to Hiluch or to Hiluch. When we do Hiluch or to Hiluch, Gosri, once we see that they do make a Gezeira Hiluch or to Hiluch, so Tiltul or to Hiluch, Nami Gosri, it stands to reason that they would also make a Gezeira Tiltul or to Hiluch, that if we allow you to throw from the Chilek, you right there, call it, part one into part two, you'll come to walk into part two as well, like Rav Huna. So to that, the Gemara says, no, Mimai. From what makes you think that? They're completely different cases. Dilmor, perhaps, Kilo goes to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Loza Ben Azariah. When was it that Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Loza Ben Azariah didn't make it the Gezeira? Hiluch Sahar, Vedir, Otu Hiluch Bika. They didn't make the Gezeira that if we allow you to walk the whole animal pen, you come to do the same in the Bika. Hani Midi Hotam, that's only over there. This name occurs in because they're two completely different places. So, we're not going to say, if you allow me to walk into Deir V'Sahar, I'll come to do the same in a Bikur. It's two different places. Abol, Bat, Tiltul, Otu, Hiluch, Tumokum, Echotu. But when you're talking about making a Gezeira, Tiltul, Otu, Hiluch, it's all in one place. Ah, that's different. Hachanami, the Gozri, Gezeira. Most definitely we should make a Gezeira. Shema, Yemoshe, Chachar, Chetzin. Maybe he'll be drawn off this Chibet. It's all in one place, one time. And if you allow the guy to throw from part one to part two in the Deir V'Sahar, he'll come to do the same in a walk, when the bikkur, whatever it is, he'll come to walk beyond. Fine. That's in that direction. But equally, for Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Nami, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva as well, also, maybe you're assuming they'd be Machmeh, they'd go like Rav Huna, maybe not. Mimai, the Mishum de Gozriu. What makes you think that the reason why they don't allow you in the Deir V'Sahar to walk the whole thing is only because of the Gezeira? Who says? Dilmah perhaps, Mishum de Kosovis, because they hold, Ki Amrina, when do we say Kolabai is Kulak Abba Amis Domi, that the whole house is like Abba Amis? How can we hear for the Shabbos Barbir Mechitis? That's when you started Shabbos inside the Mechitis, when Shabbos came in, before Shabbos came in. Abo, Hei Chodah the Shabbos Barbir Mechitis Mevoidiyahim, but if you didn't start Shabbos there, then the fact that it's an Oynes, and it was, so what? They just don't hold on this whole thing as they're the Sahar. But Enochanami, you're talking about Gezeiras now. There's nothing wrong with throwing from part one into part two. What's the problem? You've got Mechitzas there. The Mechitzas are good. It's Rashus Hayachid. Who says they make a Gezeira? And therefore, there is no way to link the two Machlokesim together. Potentially, each one can fit. Rav Huna can fit with both. Rav Huna can fit with both. That's the Mahalit of the Gemara according to Rashi. However, the Ritva already says it's very difficult to understand what was even the Hava Aminah to say. I was Rav Huna, Rabbi Amnon, thinking to make a dinner. I know that's what the Gemara is there, though, but we can't understand the Hava Aminah. Why would I assume that if I don't make a Gezeira, Deir V'Sahar, or to the Bikur, that I wouldn't make a Gezeira, Tiltul, or to Hiluch? It's obvious that they're completely different. Two different places. Two different situations, two different times. No, not even sure you'll ever have a case of bigger. Make a case that one's going to have. It doesn't make any sense. That's number one. Number two, he says the Loshon of the Gemara is also a little bit difficult. It should have said, when we did a Gozri on Deir V'Sahar Otu Bikur, so Tiltul Otu Hiluch Lo Gozri. Why did it say when we did a Gozri on Hiluch Deir V'Sahar Otu Hiluch Bikur? So nothing to do with that. Right? Why did they add the word Hiluch? He says, no, that second question, he says, if that was the only question, it wouldn't bother him too much. He says, okay, it could be because we're going to use Tiltul and Hiluch in the second part, so the first part we talk about Hiluch or Tiltul. Even though that's not really the main point. But the whole thing, he says, the Ritva is difficult to understand. So therefore, the Ritva brings up Pshat from the Ra'or and others, A beautiful pshat. When I say beautiful, I know Mr. Keller liked this pshat.
I can't remember it. I didn't remember the problems with the original pshat.
It's been a long time.
I remember there wasn't a pshat. Yeah. I remember problems with this
pshat. I'm also just refreshing, hopefully just refreshing. That he says about this. That, Rabbi Gamliel, so why was Rabbi, potentially Rabbi Gamliel should have been choshish for the following. And that is, if you allow the guy to walk the whole Deir Basar, right? So what's he going to say? What's he going to think?
What if there's outside
it? He's going to think, must be Chazal had given me Shavisa Gemara.
Yeah.
This is my Mokim Shavisa. Right? Well, if they're giving me this Mokim Shavisa, then I've got 2,000 Amos outside of the Deir Basar. I'm like somebody who starts to sit before Shabbos. And then he's going to come to walk in the Bikkur. It's not two different places. This is all in one place. The Deir Basar is inside the Bikkur. Right? That's what we could have been going there. And Rabbi Gamliel says not. So that's what we're assuming over here. The symptom of Rabbi Gamliel was not going there. Hiluch Deir Basar. If you land to walk throughout the Deir Basar, then he'll come to Hiluch to walk out in the Bikkur 2,000 Amos as well. So too, it stands true. All one place, one person, one time, and he's not Gezer. So we should say the same thing with Tiltul or to Hiluch as well, within that one place. Whereas, the opposite for Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva. So to that, the Gemara says, it's a very good Havnana. Fuck it, it's a very good Havnana. And to that, the Gemara says, no, nonetheless, there's still two places, meaning to say there are mechitzas between them. There is a demarcation, there's something there as a reminder. And therefore, maybe that's very different. Fine. Now, the Ritzvon then goes on, and he says, Mikan, from here we have a clear raya to what Rashi said earlier. What did Rashi say earlier on the Omer Davar? That Rashi said on the Omer Davar, that in the case of Shmuel, that case of the Bikkur, the Rashi and the Hanifah, I'll find that whole thing there. Yeah, so we allowed you, what did we say? We allowed you only to go 2,000 Amos in the Bikkur. Right, just to remind you, the case over there was the guy who's in a Bikkur, got 2,000 Amos. That's where he starts Shabbos, and in the course of Shabbos, I'm going to come along and build mechitzas around it. 10,000 amos across. So we say, in terms of the hiluch, no one would argue he's only got 2,000 amos. That doesn't change. And the whole matter is about whether you can throw objects or not, carrying them, etc. So Rashi said over there, even Rabbi Gamliel would agree with that. Right? Very different to the case of Deir Basar. In this case, even Rabbi Gamliel would agree. Says the Ritva, well, you can see that from our Gemara over here. Yeah? Because otherwise, he says, what do you mean we said? What was the Lashon it said? But the fact that Rabban Gamliel wasn't Gozer Hiluch or Tu Hiluch, so he also wouldn't be Gozer Tiltul or Tu Hiluch. Tiltul or Tu Hiluch? What's the problem with Hiluch, according to Rabban Gamliel? If you tell me Rabban Gamliel holds, as long as you've got the Chitz there, you can walk the whole thing, no matter what the situation. Then what's the Shaykh Tiltul or Tu Hiluch? Elamai, even Rabbi Gamliel agrees, you're limited to 2,000 Amos within the Mechitzas. That's what the Ritva says. He says they're borrowers, it's obvious, right? Okay, for the reason outlined, as Rashi said on Omer Davar, we'll speak more about that as Hashem soon. He says the only problem is, as we know ourselves, you look at Rashi here, that's not what Rashi says over here. Rashi came up with a new Peshat over here and said, what does it mean that Rabbi Gamliel, from the fact that he's not going there Hiluch or to Hiluch, he wouldn't be going there Tiltul or to Hiluch. He's talking about on Yom Tov.
Oh, this one, yeah.
We're talking about a case where a guy's in the middle of a Bikkur. And therefore he's got no mechitzas now. He's got in the middle of a bikkur. And therefore he's got 2,000 amas, because that applies in Yom Tov as well, correct?
Yes.
But it's not tiltul, it's not Yom Tov, you can carry wherever you want.
Yeah.
Right? The shayla is, can I throw an object beyond my 2,000 amas? That's what the Gemara wanted to say. From the fact that Rabban Gamliel wasn't going to Hiluch or to Hiluch, right, in the case of Divasar,
yeah.
So too, he's not going to be going there.
There's
Tiltalot of Hiluch. He would allow you to throw beyond. Rabban Gamliel himself, in the case of the Bikar, however, the case of on the Dalet, where the guy started Shabbos, he started in the middle of a Bikar. And then in the course of Shabbos, I'm going to build Mechitzas around him, there, for Rabban Gamliel, it wouldn't be shy of Tiltalot of Hiluch. Why? Because you can walk the whole thing. And Rabban Gamliel, now Rashi's done an about her.
But you can walk the whole thing, but you...
Yeah, there's not going to be shy of Tiltal. There's not going to be shy of Tiltal or Tiltal.
What about throwing beyond the whole thing?
No, of course not, because that's throwing into a Talmud.
I would not when they built the whole, the additional 10,000.
I'm talking about that.
Right.
So he's allowed to throw in the whole 10,000.
Right. So you would be allowed to throw in the whole 10,000.
Yeah, but you can also walk the whole thing, according to Rabban Gamliel.
Because it's not going to Tiltal or Hiluch.
No,
I'm
not going to do it because they
He can walk the original whole thing, not beyond that.
No, within the Mechitzas. Rashi's now changed his Pshat.
I remember this whole issue, Rabbi. Why was he forced to change his Pshat here?
He doesn't say, but he's changed. And then he says, Inami, maybe not. Maybe for Rabbi Gamliel would agree in the case of the Bikkur. Yeah. Right? But says that it's all, what's he doing? It's clear from the Gemara of it. Clear, like Rashi says. What's going on over here? I'm actually going to read something from the Ritok. I want to point out something before we come to try and explain why Rashi changed. I want to read to you something that something from the Ritok. I don't think I this part I didn't bring in. He said after bringing Rashi's Pshat, he says the ain't there nothing. It's not correct. Chazal number one, the Shomas beBikor man dokash shemot. Rashi suddenly made a new case, a guy who starts in the Bikkur on Yom Tov. Where'd you get that from? We're not talking about a case of Yom Tov where a guy's in a Bikkur. You made up a new case. That's not what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a case that we were dealing with on the Amidala. Egos in a tilted oswedo, hello. Why are you making up a new case? Okay, but Rashi will say we're forced to. No. Furthermore, the Yom Tov, Moedir Avonah, Shemotir Etalta B'cholat. Now this is the point I want to read. He says, on Yom Tov, listen to this, Moedir Avonah, Avonah agrees, Shemotir Etalta B'cholat Apayim. On Yom Tov, even Avonah would agree you can carry outside of your 2,000 amas, even if you're not allowed to walk there. Why? K'de chasiba le'el, as I already wrote above. I don't know if you remember that, but we had this on the Omadal.
Without any mechitza outside, because it's Yom Tov.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, okay.
Now, he goes on with Echad Olim, etc. And then therefore he says the correct shayla is like we said before. Those words, just a side point, but they are very, very key. Let me read them again. But Odin, furthermore, to be Yom Tov, Moide Rabbuna, Shemutel, Etalta, B'cholo, Alpayim, Kedechtiva, Le'el. Now, what he's referring to is, he wrote on the Omidala, I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it in this one, let me have a quick look, but the report said earlier, when we had the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, and he said, I think this is it, here he goes. This was in the Baal time Amo on the Omid Aleph. He said, "Val kol chokho b'Shabbos Ma'ariv." It must be the whole machlokes is to be Shabbos. The Eru b'Yontov. Right. Just before I read on, let me just remind you of the case. We're talking about you got a Bikkur. The guy starts Shabbos in the Bikkur. He's got 2,000 amos. He can't carry at all. Going come build mechitzas 10,000 amos across. Everyone agrees you can only walk 2,000 amos. That's what we said. Yeah, right. The shayla is with Avi Kari. So Rav Nachman says, no problem. You can throw into part two, you can carry normally in part A.
Rav Huna came along and he said, you zecher can't throw into part two, part B, because you made kamsha me moshe chachon chetzer. And in fact, not only that, you can't even carry in part A, even normally throwing nothing, with nifras b'melua. Right, we didn't run nothing, we talked about whether you can only carry, if you can carry in the normal way or not. Okay, that was the Tosfos there. Now, says the Ritva over there, he said, Val Gorchach for the Shabbos might be, that must have been talking about Shabbos, either be Yom Tov, either it was Yom Tov. Moide Rav Huna, Rav Huna would agree, the Shori Letalfel B'chol Ho'alpayim, that you're allowed to carry in the whole 2000, the Lo Yabi Nifras B'milu El Mokam Ha'asur, and it's not considered to be Nifras B'milu onto El Mokam Ha'asur, the Dovor Poshutu Shemuta. The word in brackets here, tiltal, shemutah, beyontah, bechinkosu betesis.
Tiltal meaning throwing in this case, just beyond. It's still well,
that's what I'm asking you. In the 2000, that pit, you could definitely carry.
But you can't go beyond there, you're still stuck with 2000 to come, so you can't carry.
So the question is, what does he mean? That's what we discussed at the time. And we said, well, I think we mainly went with the Goyen Yaakov at the time. I think we mentioned but the way to learn it the other way as well. And that is, don't add in any words, don't add in the word tiltal. No! Shemutah beyontah! The pshat is, this is the way we explained it at the time, we said, because there is no hesbah to understand why you shouldn't be able to carry in the 2000 numbers. I think you had problems with this, just with some logic, but we said like this. We said, the only reason why on Shabbos you can't is it has to be a halacha in tiltal. Nifras b'menorah is a halacha in tiltal. And we said, why is it that you can't throw into part B? It starts off as a tuchum in Zekah Gezeirah, because if you allow to throw into part B, you'll come to Shana Yimoshech. But once you can't throw into part B, it's an Issa tilt. It's not just an Issa of tuchum. So therefore, since there's an Issa tilt in part B, so therefore in part A, I can say Nifas Bimilua, and you're not allowed to carry in part A. The problem is, on Yom Tov, you can't say that. There can't be an Issa tilt. There is no such thing on Yom Tov. So it can only be an Issa in tuchum. So even if we don't allow him to throw into part B, it remains a halacha in tuchumim. We can't make up an issa of tilton in part A, not after nifras b'milu, unless we're mechadish a completely new gezeira, which we're not going to do off our own back. That's the reason.
So you can do an eftu shem yimoshech then, basically on to
shem yimoshech, which will usher throwing into part B, but it will not usher you to carry part A.
Yeah, and Shabbos is still nifras b'milu.
It's not just shem yimoshech; it becomes an issa tilton.
And then that's Rav Huna, right.
So that's the way we learned it. We learned it based on the Goyen Yaakov. So it comes out, part B, even on Yom Tov, you can't throw it there because of Shema Yimoshech. Right? Mm-hmm. You read the word, as he says it, without adding in any words, which is again, the Loyabi Dinu Beyond, the Rav Huna, the Shari Tata Bechodo Alpayin, in the whole 2000. But Avi Nifras B'Mudo Lamachem also. Why? To the Vaposh to Shemuto. He tilted the land, but Shemutah beyond.
Yeah, fine.
Now, that is the way we learnt it. Now, the problem is, let's read what he says over here. What did the Ritva just say when he's asking the Kasha on Rashi? I'm doing this a little bit slow, this Mekudah, because I didn't point this out. I don't think I pointed this out at the time. The Oit, this is just not as a sort of a tangent, he says. The Oit, and furthermore, Rashi wants to be making this as a case on Yom Tov. He says, it can't be Yom Tov. To be Yom Tov, because if you were talking about Yom Tov, what's it got to do with the Rambam Gamliel? He's not going there. Tiltal or to Hiloch. Moite Rav Huna, even Rav Huna would agree. Shemuta letaltel b'chol ha'apayim. It's more to carry in the whole 2000. Kedei chasiva le'el, as I wrote above.
This is all the Goyen Yaakov or the Ritva?
No, this is the Ritva.
Ritva.
This is the Ritva now and now, so
get from it.
Now hold on a second. Nu, what does that tell you? Would Rav Huna allow you only to carry in the 2000, or you can even carry outside of it by throwing? But only and furthermore, the Yom Tov, if you're going to work it with Yom Tov, then why are you coming on to it? You're saying it's Yom Tov. So Rav Nachman, although you're not allowed to go outside of the 2000 numbers, and we're not going down Shem Yimoshech, he allows you to throw beyond. He says, but even furthermore, if that's the case, not Yom Tov, but even Rav Huna agrees Shem Utah Letal Tov B'chol Ha'apayim.
Because it's not different from Milo anymore.
Well, he just says, because the Kelsey Milo, as I already told you about, on Yom Tov, they can't be in it.
I'm different from Milo, it's only Shem Yimashach.
Whatever.
Well, that's how I understand that, right?
So what's his question?
What's his question?
So it's what?
I'm just trying to remember how it is. But so what he's saying to Rav Hunna, he now agrees, I don't know if you can throw it across. Shem Yimashach, because you ain't got Shem. Even though you have got Shem Yimashach, it's still a problem. But you can't be, then you shouldn't be able to throw it across. You still just have a problem of.
The answer is, it sounds like he's saying that on Yom Tov there is no machlokes between Rav Hunna and Rav Gamliel.
There should still be Shem Yimashach.
And Rav Nachman.
There should be Shem Yimashach if he's still got a Tchum problem.
So you can see from here, he holds there's no problem with Shem Yimashach.
But it shouldn't change on Yom Tov and Shabbos because it's still the same problem.
No. Because Shem Yimashach can only be a problem. This is the other way of learning. This is where the Chazon Ish, I believe, learned to respond to Omer Dabur. He disagreed with the Gaon Yaakov. That he learned with the bracket. And this sounds like not like the Gaon Yaakov. Because on Shabbos, I know it starts with Shema Yimashich, but what since there's Shema Yimashich, it becomes an Issa Tiltal.
On Shabbos comes Nifras Bamilah.
Correct. No, it comes Nifras Bamilah. That's why it's also in the part A. I'm not talking about part A. Part A is Lichas not on Yom Tov. There's no question.
Yeah.
The question is whether you're allowed to throw into part B on Yom Tov.
Yes, okay.
That's the debate. So according to the Gaon Yaakov, that remains also. The Chazon Ish and others learn, depending on how you read it for there, no. He's saying on Yom Tov, Bichlal, there's no Issa. Tiltal doesn't apply. Not in part A, not part B. How can you Asa? How can you say to me, I'm not allowed to throw into part B? That's a din in Tiltal.
Even though the din of Shem Yimashach still applies.
The logic of Shem Yimashach, not the din. Of Shem Yimashach.
Okay.
So that's the debate. Do you say Shem Yimashach starts applying and remains a Tchumit Nikadin?
Yeah.
But then it won't affect part A because there's no difference on Midua. That's the way we learn to explain it according to the Gaon Yaakov.
Yeah.
Or do you say no? The pshat is the whole din. The reason of Shem Yimashach applies, but it's got to be able to fit into, you can't just make Gezeiras just off the bat, it's got to actually fit into certain Gedorim. And you want to create an Issa Tiltal. You can call it what you want. Shema Yimashach, but it's an Issa Tiltal. On Yom Tov, there is no Issa Tiltal. The halachas of Tiltal don't apply on Yom Tov. So you can't make it such a gezeira. That's the debate how to learn. Over here, it's definitely the pashtus. The problem is, don't say B'chol Alpayim. You keep saying B'chol Alpayim.
But according to that, the whole problem was always an Issa of Tiltal in a way, on Shabbos. It's all because Nifl from Lua and everything flowed from that. Because
Nifrit Tov and Lua is only in part A. We're not discussing part A. I'm talking about part B. Part A, Zich is not also on
that. In which case, there's a certain flaw in their logic, as they say. If that's the case, Nifrit Tov and Lua only affected part A, part B should have remained the same. And if you held Shem Yimashach before, and us all at the same time, they should hold it, should still hold it now. Because then it's Machlokes, basically.
Again, it depends on how it's found the Ritzvah. But the reading of the Ritzvah over here is definitely the simple reading of it.
Yeah.
And I did find those who pointed this out. It definitely sounds like not like the Gaon Yaakov, I believe it's the Chazon Ish and others who read it differently. No.
Yeah.
Because he's saying, oh, if it's my Yom Tov, then even Rav Hunna agrees. We don't agree to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says you can do as far as you want. It sounds like he's saying the same. Okay, that's just as an aside. Nu, what's Taka B'Shat in Rashi? Why did Rashi change?
I can't remember. I know it was a big issue there, but I can't remember. I don't know if it was.
So we said that. We said that the Maharshal, the Chochma Shlomo, he said, it's Mekayem Pekash of Tosfos. Tosfos had a problem with it. We wanted to suggest that the same Makhloek Tanoim over here is, right, Katanoi.
Yeah?
So, he says, you can't, it doesn't work. Because who is Rav Nachman quoting? Who is Rav Nachman quoting? Shmuel, correct? You want to align Rav Gamliel with Shmuel. But Shmuel, in a few lines time, is about to say, we don't talk to him like Rav Gamliel when he comes to Tivus Adar. So Tosfos just says, you're right, the Gemara could have been dated with that time, but it's Tamich. But we anyway break it up for other reasons. But Rashi had the same question, how can you align the two? So that's what pushes Rashi to say, you know what? We're not talking about the Rav Gamliel, the Mishnah, the Gabi, the Devasar, and all of that. We're not talking about that.
And we're talking about what? The case of Yom Tov then?
We're talking about the case of Yom Tov. Oh, that's different. So in the case of Yom Tov, at this Bichol case, it comes out even Rav Gamliel would agree only the 2,000 Amos, not beyond. Now, obviously, you don't have any Mechitzas there. So Shmuel can agree with that. Now Shmuel can talk in the Shifas Rabban Gamliel. That's fine. When did Shmuel say that Aruch Nolai Rabban Gamliel? That's where we give you the whole area within the Machitis. Yeah, we're not talking about that here. Yeah. That's what he wants to say. The problem is, number one, okay, very good. You've explained to Rashi over here, but what pushed Rashi on the Omidalis to say different to that? Problem number one. You haven't explained why Rashi on the Omidalis said differently, though.
Yeah,
you explained beautifully, given a pshat here, but what happened to Rashi on the Omidalis? You haven't explained that side of it. That's point number one. Furthermore, and this, whatever you say, Rashi does himself continue on and say, Inami.
Yeah,
everyone seems to forget about that part. He does say Inami, or maybe more or less like he says on Obadiah. That actually even Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Gabi Shabbos that you cannot go the whole thing. You've got to stick to your original 2,000 amos. So now, if Rashi only changed because of the Kasha of Tosfos, well then with this Inami you're back to square one. What's talking the answer to the Kasha of Tosfos? The Yad Tov is asked, are the Kashas on the Marashal? He's not happy with it. That's so right. we suggested like this. This is what we suggested. We said like this. We said that Rashi on Ahmed Aleph is explaining Ali Bid Emes. Ali Bid Emes, like the Maskon of the Gemara. Okay, this is a big debate, if you remember the Rashba, about whether the Maskon of the Gemara is the Emes or not. But let's assume like that. Meaning to say, Ali Bid Emes, what's Peshat and Rabbi Akiva? The Peshat and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua is that they say if you're not Shoveis Ba'avir Mechitzes Be'er Shabbos, there's nothing to do about Mechitzes, don't make Daladamas. Right, that's it. So, let's make a Cheshba. What does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hold? He obviously holds that even if you didn't start Shabbos there, the Mechitzes do work. Okay, in certain cases, but they can work. Right? For whatever reason. Now, what we have to understand though is, because it's poshut, it doesn't always work, yeah? It doesn't, like, it's just poshut al tzvara. I mean, otherwise you can ask the Rabban Gamliel disagrees with the whole understanding of Rabbi Akiva in Hilchos Tachomim, basically, right? No, that can't be. Even Rabban Gamliel agrees that mechitzes don't just automatically make everything like that done. So, we have to understand what's when yes and when not. So that's what, right, that's according to Maskana, that's what Rashi was explaining on the Ahmed Aleph. Rashi on the Ahmed Aleph said like this, and his Lashon was, he says, I'm quoting from the Ahmed Aleph, he says, Hosamu, Demisho, Tiyuhu, Nochrim, Eino, Ela, Arba, Amos, it's a special kula of the Chachomim, to make the Hek Mechitzes like the Arba, Amos. There's some use Kona Shavisa, in the middle of a Bikra, he's got 2,000 Amos, and the Chachomim don't give him any extra kula, right? So we were medayik like this, that loshen, the Rashi said again, Avala kone shavisa, a guy who starts Shabbos he's been kone shavisa, sheish la'afayim amo, lo hekinu chachomim etzloi, the yisro hekim mechitzes kadal adamas. Right? It's mashma a little bit, that the whole idea of giving somebody, the whole area, making it his, yeah? If he said, Elohim King Shabbos Ba'avira, it's much more the whole thing is a kula to start with. The whole idea is to give some, even if you start Shabbos within the heck of Mechitzes, to say that the whole thing becomes like your Daladamas, it's a kula of Chazal. So therefore, since this guy, he's in the Bikkur, he was kind of Shavisa on Erev Shabbos, he's got 2,000 Amos, there's no reason for us to be make of him. So therefore, even Rabbi Gamliel would agree that he's only got 2,000 Amos. That's what Rashi's saying over there. But now, at this stage in the Gemara, before we get to the Maskana, and that's what Rashi is explaining right now, we understood that even Rabbi Akiva agrees that you don't need Shabbos Ba'avira Mila'idyon. You don't need to be in there before Shabbos. Right? There's the Mechitzes work, even if you didn't start Shabbos then.
Right?
So what's the reason of Rabbi Akiva? I think it's Eira, Hiroch, or Tuhiroch, it's all because of that. So, Ibadzoi says Rashi, it's Ma'idyon talking. That according to Rabbi Gamliel, mechitzes will always work. Rabbi Akiva, and no one's saying that mechitzes don't work. The only reason mechitzes don't work is because of a gezeira.
Right.
So at this stage in the Gemara, well, mechitzes should work in all cases, even if you didn't start Shabbos there with the idea. For example, the case of Bikkur. In the Maskana, we're saying that according to Rabbi Akiva, Bikkur doesn't work unless you're there before Shabbos. So it stands to reason, according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's a limited kula. So yeah. Therefore, even Rabbi Gamliel is going to agree in the case of the Bichol, we're not going to give him that kud. But now we say that everyone agrees with the yisod of Hekhem Mechitzin, but Etzem it should work even on Shabbos.
But don't.
It's only going to be Gedeo. Therefore it stands to reason that even in the case of Bichol, that Rabbi Gamliel would allow it.
And if you come on Shabbos, you haven't got the extra 2,000 amos, is that right? If you come on Shabbos, you don't have the extra 2,000 amos.
That depends on which tomorrow we're going. At this stage, we would allow it to quit it. Right?
So you have the whole Shabbat.
Yeah, so the Inami, just the Inami just very quickly. The Inami, if you actually look very carefully, it's not the same as what he says on the Amidah. And we said, basically in a nutshell, if you look at the Chiddush HaMe'iri, the Me'iri seems to actually outline there is a difference between this reason he's giving over here on the Amud Beis and what he's saying on the Amud Aleph.
This is the Me'iri or Rashi?
No, the Me'iri. And based on the Me'iri, maybe I'll just start with this tomorrow, but basically if you look at the Me'iri, you'll see the Me'iri's got about three different ways of explaining the different Chilukim. It comes out that you can... I may just very briefly touch on it tomorrow, but based on that Me'iri, there is a Mahalikhe. The Etzem Mahalikhe in Rashi we just gave, we found Baruch Hashem that Tzfas Emet already says, but that's the way to be Mahalikhe Rashi. On the Omid Aladi, he's explaining according to the Maskono, here we're explaining according to the Ham.
Can I tell you what's in the fact?
I kept warning you, yeah.